So all branches, we're going from hotairs.com, Jazz Shaw, which is kind of a gay groomer name. All the branches of the U.S. military have an official, or maybe semi-official, song that is played during important events. As a sailor, to this day, he gets a bit of a catch in his throat when he hears the strains of Anchors Away begin to play. We were all forced to learn the song in boot camp and join in with the bass chorus to sing at our graduation ceremony, regardless of our various levels of musical ability. Anyone who has ever seen a war movie is no doubt familiar with the stirring refrain from the Marine Corps hymn. The Army and the Air Force also have their own songs as well. But now we have a new bunch of military. Now we have a new branch of military service, the Space Force. Pew pew. Was going to need its own song as well. So they released the song for the first time. It's called Semper Supera, Always Above. And I think Tommy, Justin, is ready to go with it. So, Justin, if you will, let's hear Semper Supera. Yeah. What's up with that Captain America Superman combo at the beginning? Not really. That's real. That's absolutely real. And Space Force, pew pew, is not doing themselves any favors with that. pretty bad. And so back into the article, which some of you guys are already getting on me, and in addition to my terrible taste in food, Rick, it's a Marine Corps hymn! Okay, Semper Fi, do or die, I gotcha. Okay, sorry, sir. You can please write your, upset, ideas to Jazz Shaw at Hot Air, because I'm just Ron Burgundy here, I'm just reading the thing. So, the reception by the public was less than enthusiastic. The new song, Semper Supera, or Supera, like the car, I guess, taken from the Space Force, PPU motto, Always Above, was unveiled by Glenn John J. Raymond, Chief of Space Operations, at a conference in National Harbor, Maryland. Military.com, the site which says the new tune was, quote, not a banger, that's a nice way to say it, unquote, reported that the Space Force, pew pew, used a 1901 by march by John Philip Sousa, the Invincible Eagle.
There's
definitely a little bit of, there's a hint of that, as they would say. Of course, it's a stopgap while, They used that until the stopgap, as a stopgap until this new song was released. Semper Supera is set to a jaunty tune reminiscent of the Liberty Bell, which is another Sousa march, as Justin just pointed out, little hints there, from 1893, but now widely known as the theme to the British comedy series Monty Python's Flying Circus. So, Jazz Shaw here tried to be very supportive of the Space Force, PPU, since its inception in 2019. I think its mission will become increasingly more important as we observe the evolution of what's turning into the brand new space race between these United States of Amazon and China, as well as, to a lesser degree, Russia. Countries are experimenting with the hunter-killer satellites and other technologies that may eventually lead to actual battles in space. And then you're all going to be saying Trump was right. But as to the song, Jazz Shaw is afraid that he'll have to agree with the folks at military.com who proclaim the song is not a banger before continuing.
Jazz does have to agree it does sound a lot like something might have come out of a Monty Python movie. The all-female choir certainly sounds enthusiastic and they're clearly talented singers, but the marching music sounds very 19th century for a tune that's supposed to represent the future in space. Well, what does Jazz want him to do? Does he want him to go like synthwave, like heavy 80s Miami Vice theme? Maybe that's kind of like spacey and futury. Maybe they should have just taken the theme from Stranger Things and then just kind of sang some stuff over it. I don't know. What are you trying to tell me? The thing about it being from the 19th century, well, it's supposed to be timeless. And it's supposed to also fit in with the other military hymns and songs for all of you people who I'm offending by not saying it right. Even the name, translated Always Above, gives off a kind of Big Brother vibe. Well, what do you want him to be? Always Below? Maybe. What? The Space Force, pew pew, always parked on the runway. Like, what do you want him to put their motto to be? Right out of the gate, the song proclaims that the Space Force is the mighty watchful eye in the invisible front line. Is described in throwback terms as warfighters brave and true. They go on to proclaim that there's no limit to our sky. Well, Jazz Shaw writes, the moment your limit is pretty much below the level of low Earth orbit, unless you're counting on a couple of NASA rockets, and Elon Musk. I think Elon Musk is like an honorary general in the Space Force. Pew pew, I'm pretty sure he is. Jazz Shaw just doesn't know. Beauty is in the ear of the beholder, and in my case, the taste buds of your mouth. People will like it far more than I did on the first hearing. Or perhaps it just grows on you later. We shall see. But best of luck to the new Space Force, and we look forward to hearing this at your graduation ceremonies. I don't, because I will never go to one of these. But the idea that I just don't know what they want to use for the song, like the way it's played.
I can't wait for them to open the Space Force Academy.
Oh, that's going to be great. That's going to be fantastic. Where do you think they're going
to... Could you imagine having to travel to play that football game? Well, we got to go to orbit.
Yeah, that was...
Or we're going to play football like Starship Troopers.
See, they should have just ripped everything from Starship Troopers, and then everybody would have been fine.